यो जीवो कर्मकांड ज्ञान कांड सकल विहिर कांड द कर्मकांड दैट एनर्जी एंड द पावर विल हेल्प अस इन आवर हाइस्ट रियलाइजेशन ज्ञान कांड दैट नॉलेज विल सैटिस्फाई आवर हाइस्ट क्वेंच हाइस्ट थर्स्ट क्वेंच आवर हाइस्ट थर्स्ट इनर थर्स्ट सकली विशेष भंड दे आर ऑल पॉइजनस हु एक्सेप्ट देम एज नेक्टर ही विल हैव टू डाई सो शुद्ध भक्ति कर्मज्ञान आदनावृतम भक्ति प्रॉपर डिवोशन प्रॉपर इज अबव नॉलेज अबव कैलकुलेशन It is something else. It is automatic, it is innate, it is intuitive line. Through faith we can, shraddha, we can be led towards that. Neither our calculation, calculative knowledge, or our energy can give that position in us. Only through faith, with the help of the Sadhus of that type and the pastor also of that type, we can go the natural course. The natural way we have to pass. Not but the logical path, man, logical, yukti, reason. Our Guru Maharaja says, Papi brain. Cannot give you any help to your progress, to your sinfulness. Your papi brain, how much it can understand? And your energy, how much you can depend on your energy? your own position is not stable. In any moment you may be broken. You boast of your command over energy, that is all futile. Only it is the way of surrender. I have nothing. Going towards the infinite, the real qualification which is necessary in you, that you are infinite, you have no position in the infinite. That is the truth. As much as you can realize that in the relativity of the infinite, infinite, you have no position. Come to realize this fact. That is the first thing necessary for your negotiation about the infinite. That you have no position, no position. This is true. This is the fact. And your attempt must be based on this real fact. That you have nothing, no position. Surrender, come to this sort of realization. And begin from there. Then you will find that there is ample arrangement around you to help you. To help you, there is divine arrangement. Come to realize your own helpless position for what you are. Then you will be able to come in connection with the agents that are wandering about to take you to that high domain. The Narottam Thakur, he advises, his life and advices are pure devotional writings, great resources in the Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava Charita. It's full meaning. That full truth, whole truth is there. Not ten part, naked truth. He has lived in his writings. like this. There are so many stories also in connection with his divine life. One day, he's coming to take his bath, and that Ganges just come out, that Padda. And two Brahmin sons, they are taking two he-goats to be sacrificed to the Gadiji. Suddenly they met Narottam Thakur. They knew that Narottam Thakur was a great sadhu, though in Kayastha school. Narottam Thakur came in the Kayastha school. Kayastha, that are generally told, that Kshatriya male and Brahmin male and Kshatriya girl. That combination produced caste. Vitrat Rajanya Kunyayam. That production was known as caste, the demand. But there is some controversy. Anyhow, it came in the caste school. there are some their customs, practices, very near to the those of the Brahmins. But these Brahmins too, they knew that Narottam Thakur has come from the caste school, but they are rich and he has got much vairagya. There is apathy to the worldly life. Some respect for him was created in that locality. And the other will talk. What you are doing? We are taking these two this child he goats to be sacrificed to the deity. Why you are engaged in such heinous action to kill an animal? Is it helpful? Can be helpful for any worship of the deity? In this way it began. You are Brahmins who are the ready to be worshipped by the Brahmin school, the Narayana, you know, Vishnu, Narayana, everything. But it is only meant for those that cannot be nishkam, free of worldly aspiration. Why do you lose your life, especially Brahmin life? You can, in this sort, they are converted. One Ramakrishna Bhattacharya and the Ganga Narayan Chakravarti converted. And then, yes, we heard of your name, and now by our fortune, anyhow we have met you. What you say, that is very appealing, and we are convinced. We would like to follow your creed. But we shall take them, these goats to the party and the coming back. No, no. Why will be party to the killing of those innocent animals? Then what should we do? We have taken money from them, we have purchased them, and we must release them to the party. No, no, that is not necessary. You unloose them, they may go anywhere. They did so, and came to his feet and accepted. They decided. And from there, that line came Vishwanatha Chakravarti, the great commentator of the Gaudiya school, Gita, Bhagavata, and many other books we get from Vishwanatha Chakravarti, a great scholar, made in the line of Narottam. Then from that time many Brahmin Pandit scholars, they used to attack Narottam. What you were doing, you were spoiling the society. Yeah? They said the Vaishnava, they are above Brahmins. They have no caste distinction, you do not observe strictly. Yeah? You are destroying the social structure. In this way, many Brahmin scholars came to discuss with him about the scriptural advices. And if they came, and generally they are defeated and they went there. Then one day, this Ganga Narayan and Ramakrishna, they have also learned something. And generally when the Brahmins came, they face them. But when they can't, then Narottam Thakur is approached in this way. These are as person. Now Narottam Thakur has disappeared. And one Brahmin party has come to discuss. We want to discuss with you that you are breaking the Arch society, Vedic society. You are enemy to the Vedic culture. But Narottam Thakur is out there. It is told a miracle tale. When Narottam Thakur is on the Sitakivala, funeral pyre, pyre nati, on the funeral, and that is the liquid fire, and it will be burned to ashes. They are flying, and the Ganga goes on the other and Chakravarti and the Chanta. Prabhu, my our Lord, you are disappearing, but those Brahmin Pandits have come to challenge us. But we are not so fit that we can face them successfully. But if you, it is your pleasure, you are going away, it is your pleasure. If you like, you can again come into life and do anything you like. But these Pandits also followed them to that funeral place. And Narottam Thakur, he sat, he was lying in that body, then he sat on the on that structure. Then all the Brahmins were scared. What is this? The dead body has a room and living and sitting. Then of course, man of miracle. We should not disturb him. And they went out without coming in. We in the face-to-face discussion. That's why it happened. And then we took his posing of a dead man. And the son also says that after his body was taken into water and that became milk, the body transformed into milk, everything is possible. That is to receive our fleshy eyes on breaking. Narottam Thakur was on the other side of the Padma River. And on this side, there was one Govinda Das and Ramchandra, a disciple of Srinivasa Acharya. Two brothers, Ramchandra, younger, and a Govinda Das, elder, they are Kaviraj. They had some property on the banks of Padma. Perhaps inherited from Matatan or some other line. He used to live there for some time, especially Gaurikulas. Ramchandra and Narottam, they had some intimate connection. Ramchandra Sangamadi Narottamada. Ramchandra was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya, who is friendly to Narottam. So just like nephew, a friend's son, like Ramchandra. A very beautiful, exceptionally beautiful figure. And he was bachelor and fully given to this Vaishnava faith, Ramchandra. And his elder brother was Govindala. He was a devotee of Shakti Kali. Sometimes between two brothers there was some discussion, but Ramchandra could not influence him. So steadily some progress was there. Anyhow, he did not leave his Kali worship, Shakti worship. But Govinda Das, in his last time, he was attacked by dysentery. He himself was a Kaliya, physician. Dysentery. And he was about to die. At that time, he fervently prayed to Devi Kali, please release me, give me salvation, emancipation from this world. But Kali appeared anyhow in coma stage or so, that I cannot do that, it is Narayan can give that, Krishna can give that. I am not empowered to give you emancipation. I can supply worldly things. Then he woke up. What my brother says, that is then true. That is then true. So I falsely went on to argue with him, but he is on the right side. Then he began, he did the Kali Vasana and came to Krishna Vasana and lived for some time. Bhajahuri mano Sinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaru Vinna. This is his son, that's Govinda Das, Govinda brother of Ramchandra. His son is this. Bhajahuri mano Sinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanaru Vinna. This son, a very good son, educated, that's Govinda Das. I had some influence through Ramchandra from Narottam Thakur. So Narottam Thakur's life, a great life, we can learn many things from him. He preached very liberally Mahaprabhu's creed, most extensively, though his guru did not do so. Just he was going against his guru apparently. His gurudev was strictly not to preach, not to initiate. But coming from him, he initiated in a large number. Very liberal disciple of a very strict miser guru. We find him preaching. The essence of his teaching is pure devotion. No tampering in his judgment or in his description, in his writings, poems. Then we find another thing, that though so much faithful to his own guru he has expressed and he did in his practice, but still he has a recognition that his Gurudev will take him to a proper place, the central Swami Rupanuga. Rupanuga, we should be ultimately accepted by Rupa and to join his group. That will be our highest aspiration of life, all these things. So Narottam Thakur's day of departure. Anyhow, coming in contact with them, we can have their influence and blessings thereby, and we can alleviate our own position in the line of your devotion. So we ask for his blessings on us. One gentleman from Sylhet, he is not a follower of Gaudiya Math, but he wrote one poem about our Guru Maharaj. He mentioned there, Thakur Sri Narottam Tomate Tahara Guna Dekhi. You have heard about the preaching of Narottam Thakur with pure devotion, and we find his inspiration in you. For example, Narottam Thakur, he found Narottam Thakur in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, extensive, attained to give one, everyone, distribute the pure devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. So we all invoke blessings of Narottam Thakur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai. We close here. Inshallah. Gaur Hari Gaur, Swam Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Bhagavatam from the higher seat, and Swami Maharaj sitting by, he used to play on the Ganga. That's how special. And Mr. Karnani, Mr. Karnani, yes. Near Hazara, or Pira Rastatan Nanti. In that house, there is one coal merchant. The Karnani has purchased that house. When coal merchant was there, Kasturi Banerjee. When perhaps his father and mother first died, invited me to deliver this Bhagavata and keep from there. In that occasion, I could not go, I sent Govinda Maharaj. And Govinda Maharaj, and Swami Maharaj was in charge of the time. Swami Maharaj began, Govinda Maharaj began to explain Bhagavata, and Swami Maharaj is departed. Ganga had chanted in the beginning and the end. And it was successfully finished. I went to see that gentleman, a big merchant, coal merchant, and he was seen next month. Then he told me that I thought that you did not keep much attention to this occupant to the city. Then you sent only a boy to explain Bhagavata. There were at least 8 doctors here present in the assembly audience. But the boy has explained the Bhagavata. They are much satisfied. They could not think they would be able to explain Bhagavatam in such a scholarly and rich way. That gentleman told me. And the Karnani is in that house now. The old father Karnani. Hare Krishna. So Swami Maharaj had much affection on him, like a child. Used to sit with him. As a guardian, he kept playing there, and he was on the lower seat playing Madango, and the Govinda Maharaj on the higher seat to explain Bhagavata. At that time we are staying at the next door in the laboratory. We are living in the house, and the next house is underground, that is ground floor laboratory, and the top floor, four rooms we occupied in the next house. Every constituent part is in fire. So such is the thing we are going to deal. We must be conscious of the fact that whatever we say, we touch, try to touch something like that. But the reality is beyond our jurisdiction. All the conception of anything can never be given by anyone. Only they are touching the infinite. That is enough. That is enough. Sparshamat. Ajandale sakale uttare. Jiva sparshi. Touching the tongue, a man is delivered. Jivasparshe ajandale sakale uddhare. The Vaikunthana. Vaikuntha means kuntha shunna. Kuntha means limitation. That is unlimited name. The name of unlimited characteristic. Vaikunthana mugranam. Asi sagaram vid. Any amount of sin or misconception may be cleared by the touch of one drop of that. Revolutionary change comes. It is ever green, ever new. And it is his will. He is working in the theater. Thank God you have come to go down to the village.
could try and try my best, would have tried. If it is possible that he may see me, because by whose influence Sundarananda went astray, he also tried me to take out of this life. He questioned me, he called for me. I had some reverence for him, for my previous life. I learned many things from him, so I had some respect, Vasudev Prabhu. And I went and he put me, "As is your name Sridhara, found in the scripture, on the 10 months or 12, Puri, Viri, Bharati, all these things are mentioned in the scripture, we find. But I told that you have published a book, Gauriya Kantohar, before I joined the mosque, and there it is mentioned 108 names, and the one is Sridhara amongst them. The reference you have given to Ananta Sangita." He told, "All this concoction, we have suggested these names, and a Pandit, he has composed the shloka, as we suggested the name of a fictitious book, Ananta Sangita." Then I told him that the rishis of the ancient time, they saw, they felt what they have recorded. What they felt in their heart, they recorded. And that is Ved Upanishad, all these things. And if I think that Bhagavat is the full-fledged season, it is the real natural fruit of the Veda, Purana, everything. The full-fledged conception of theism is Bhagavata. Then one who is earnestly preaching about the truth of Bhagavatam, that is the highest conception of theism, whatever comes in his mind, comes in his mind for the sake of the service of the preaching of that truth, that of truth, that is more valuable to me than any of the so-called rishis, who felt this Brahma, hazy conception of the theism. And the highest conception of theism is in Bhagavatam, and who is preaching earnestly that, and anything coming in his inspiration, that this is necessary, this is necessary, then that has got more value in me than those previous rishis. The Shruti we find in Bhagavatam, they are repenting, they are praying for forgiveness to Krishna, that we could not express you fully. What we have expressed, that is going to that hazy conception of Brahma, not your conception of such type, the fulfillment param brahma, the highest type of param brahma. We could not express that, so we beg your forgiveness for this. I told him, Vasudev Prabhu, by whose influence Sundarananda did all these things. Then Vasudev Prabhu answered, "If what you say is true, but if the man is Sarup Siddha, he has got fullest realization, then of course whatever he feels inspiration in him, that must be have high value, highest value. And that means he does not accept our Guru Maharaj as Sarup Siddha." But he uttered this word and he was silent. He, he thought that he has told the extreme thing, and I also thought that he has went to the extreme point that the Guru is not Sarupa Siddha. So conversation stopped, cut up. That was my answer to that. That one who is in the service of the full pleasure season, whatever inspiration comes in him for the service of that, to preaching that truth, that is more valuable than that ordinary Upanishad, Veda and other revealed scripture. And I still hold that. Hold that. And this is, cannot but be so. But be so. If we have to accept this Swami Bhagavan Usila Goswami Tamurti, that the full-fledged season in Bhagavatam, then those that are earnestly, wholeheartedly trying for the service, for the preaching of that truth, whatever comes within inspiration, that cannot but be true. I went further, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote Jaiva Dharma like a novel style, a novel, as if that is imaginary conversation. He, through the imaginary, through the conversation of the imaginary persons, he had dealt the Jaiva Dharma. One is asking, another is answering in this way. But I think that this is not fictitious, fiction. In some kalpa or other, such things really happened. Not may not be this kalpa, but there are so many kalpa, there is so many days of Brahma, and things are repeated with little modification. In some kalpa, Varaha avatar is Shama Varna, in some kalpa, Shita Varna. With little difference, the repetition we find. So, Jiva Goswami, when there is any difference, anomaly in the scripture, Purana description, he has said Kalpa Veda. In particular Kalpa, it was in this way, in another Kalpa it came. One Kalpa means Brahma's one day. Brahma's one day. Sahasra Yuga Pajjanta Maharjan Brahmano Vita. Just as we, our days are also generally goes on similar, not same. In the morning I wake, I wash my head and take something and went to the work. The next day, similar. Not exactly same, but similar, with little difference. So also, Brahma's every day repetition with some difference. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he ate, that was transcendental thing. And that must have happened in any of the kalpa. It is moving, moving somewhere. All the thoughts, especially transcendental thoughts, they are not mortal. So no death for them, no beginning, no end. That is eternal. Such thoughts floating in the thought world, so many. Mahaprabhu also coming repeatedly, every Kali Yuga Yugavatar, Ashtabhimsha Chaturdhuge, that Radha Krishna Militadanu Mahaprabhu, absorbing this Kali Yugavatar. In this way, eternally moving, eternally moving. So we have to understand things by quality. By quality, by ruchi, and not by yukti. Yukti. The reason fails to understand. But it is more nirbhar-yoga, reliable. Our heart's test, inner test of our heart, more reliable to understand soothing things for us. ruchi and not yukti. So gyan eliminated, the knowledge eliminated from the epistemology, as praman, the proof, evidence to the existence of the transcendental, higher transcendental. Knowledge eliminated. Power and the knowledge, both eliminated. Third thing, sraddha, faith, that has got recognition to understand things of the highest type. Automatic, God-given things, something like intuition. To know, this is my own. This is my own. So vidyate hridayagranti chiddanti sarva samsaya. To be out of all doubts and suspicion, that is a result, a consequence. Consequence of which? Vidyate hridayagranti. When the tie of the heart, this heart is sealed, that's ahankar, the baddha jeev, the ego of the fallen soul, that means their heart is sealed. And the seal is broken, vidyate, untied, and the natural flow comes out, and it can recognize its own plane, own thing, own friend. And that is the, and that is faith. And the faith is reliable. Never reason, or faculty of judgment, nor any power or position to understand this truth. So Sundarananda and so many other scholars, Shankaracharya and other scholars, they are scholarly, they are not of less position. So many scholars in the SST. But still we can take the first consideration, faith, and reason may help them to a certain extent. That sort of service we can get from the reason. But it cannot produce, it cannot deduce the faith. It is only in faith. And the reason can help to a certain extent. In some cases, not always. But it is not a bona fide proof that the reason, that faculty of judgment, that will give me God. Never. So it is told that Sukriti, then out of Sukriti there is Saddha. From Saddha, then Sadhu Sangha, coming in the association of the similar person. And from there something comes and goes and conversion begins. That is the way. And who will, Hari Bhakti Vilas, who will study Yahu Bhagavat Paro Vaishnava's Sane? If one goes to study the scriptures himself, he won't understand it. Only Acharyaman Purusho Veda, one who has got Acharya, Acharyaman, has Guru Mukha Vidya. He must have to go to a bona fide person, and by his connection he can understand the meaning, the real purpose. Otherwise it